And from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Did you know that everyday conversations can help your children build math skills? Discovering numbers and shapes with your child is a great way to make math fun in any language. And they are never too young.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-43-BIBLE. That's 844-43-BIBLE. 844-43-BIBLE.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Two new immigration policies aimed at creating a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants already here in the U.S. President Biden announcing one would streamline visas for Dreamers brought to the U.S. as children unlawfully and now adults. The other keeps undocumented immigrants married to Americans from being deported.
I want those who've been educated at U.S. college universities to put their skills and knowledge to work for here in America. I want to keep building the strongest economy in the world with the best workforce in the world.
The president says he's taking the action due to Congress's failure to pass legislation to address immigration reform. The Senate is expected to take up a procedural vote on a bill to reimpose a ban on bump stocks. It follows the Supreme Court's decision last week to invalidate the Trump-era ban. New York Supreme Court declining to take up a challenge by Donald Trump to lift the limited gag order imposed by a judge in the hush money trial. This is ABC News. At least 9 people killed in southern China from landslides triggered by heavy rains. Nearly 15 inches of rain fell in a 24-hour period. Power in some villages has been entirely knocked out and crops are buried. And there is severe weather in the northern part of the country, too. Millions there battling drought conditions. We now know what the U.S. athletes will wear during the opening ceremony at the Summer Olympics in Paris. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
When Team USA proudly takes to the track at the Summer Games in Paris, they'll be wearing jeans. Ralph Lauren unveiling the outfits, pairing everyday denim jeans with a tailored navy blazer, a combo the brand calls unexpected yet classic. For the closing ceremony, the athletes will be wearing red, white, and blue blazers with white jeans. Nothing says America like jeans, according to Ralph Lauren's chief branding officer, David Lauren.
And opening ceremony for the games is July 26th. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly. There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. This evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms wrapping up overnight. Some could be strong with large hail damaging wind gusts and isolated tornadoes. Muggy and breezy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy with an isolated shower and a high in the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 82 right now.
Now there's news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It starts from the grassroots. That the message from former Governor Scott Walker warming up Donald Trump's crowd in Racine.
That's how we win Wisconsin and in turn America. That's how we make Wisconsin and America great again.
The Trump campaign at Racine's Lakefront Heritage Park. Police in Two Rivers squelching rumors that Elijah Vu has been found. The four-year-old has been missing since February 20th. His mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, both remain jailed on child neglect charges. And a temporary leader for troubled Milwaukee public schools, the MPS board, confirming regional superintendent Eduardo Galvan as acting superintendent to fill the vacancy created by Keith Posley's resignation. Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear, from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods, from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear, from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Like other small communities, Mondovi is struggling to find and maintain full-time police officers on staff. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says maybe Mondovi and other communities along Highway 10 could share an officer.
But if you go a little bit to the west here, right, you're in Durand, in Pepin County, a town similar size, having trouble obviously staffing full-time. Oliva, to our east in Trumbull County, same situation. I think they're absent any police officers right now. Then you've got Strum between there and then Osseo. So, you know, this is just, you know, me looking outside the box here to say, is there an interest within those other communities to maybe have a shared officer where you could have someone who's a full-time officer that works between all of those departments?
Weiss says he has not reached out to other communities to see if there would be interest in his idea. Two teenagers were injured in a UTV accident Sunday in the town of Pigeon. According to the Trumbull County Sheriff's Department, the two teenage males were in a UTV traveling northbound on Thompson Cooley Road when the UTV ran off the roadway into a steep embankment, struck a tree, and overturned. The driver was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, while the passenger was treated at the scene and released to his parents. Inattentive driving is suspected to have played a role in that accident. There are charges for an elderly woman in Hawkins, who police say tried to use $67,000 in library money to buy gold. Prosecutors yesterday announced charges against 79-year-old Marsha Lyons. Investigators say she originally tried to wire transfer $95,000 from the village library's account to buy gold, but the bank said there wasn't that much money in the account. She's accused of then sending $67,000 from the library and $33,000 from a family member. Lyons is charged with theft of a business setting and misconduct in office. She's due back in court next month. There's a good supply of electric power to handle the hotter-than-normal weather this summer in Wisconsin. Rob Ellerman, Senior Director of Power Analytics at Enervis, says the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator will have the most to bear. The company distributes power across much of the Midwest, including Wisconsin. Ellerman says the MISO has more supply of power than there is demand. That should keep electric prices lower and mean less of a chance of brownouts on the hottest days this summer. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The city of Durand is going to have to replace a pump at lift station number 1. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city council decided to just have an upgraded pump installed instead of trying to repair the current pump.
We decided actually to upgrade it a little bit because it was one of them that we continually were fixing and rehabbing all the time. And so to go a little bit larger, but we're looking at about $34,000. Of course, that's specifically in the wastewater budget.
There should be no reduction in services while that pump is being replaced. That project should be done in the coming weeks. Drivers in Dunn County may be allowed to use Highway B north of Badger Drive intersection soon. Currently, crews are working on Highway B from Highway 12 to I-94 and from I-94 to Packer Drive. Portions of Highway B had been open to traffic, but due to the construction, it caused traffic issues, and the county then decided to just close the road. It's hoped to reopen Highway B north of the Badger Drive intersection in 2 weeks. That construction project is expected to be completed in the fall. New windows in Eau Claire could look different going forward. That city's considering a bird-friendly glass ordinance. The idea, City Planning Manager Ned Knowles said, is to try everything the city can do to stop birds from flying into windows. The focus would be on office buildings and large commercial buildings as opposed to homes. Though Noel said Eau Claire is ready with its Navigator program that looks to upgrade windows, insulation and air conditioning units in older homes and older apartments. Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear the challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. The high court yesterday said it would accept the case from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's Litigation Center. The case revolves around Governor Evers' line item veto that struck a few numbers and dashes to give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin's governors have had tremendous veto powers, but the courts have limited the governor's ability to strike single words or letters in the past. No one's saying just when that court will hear arguments in the case. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
A group that helps research Minnesota bumblebees is looking for additional volunteers. The Minnesota Bumblebee Atlas is a joint project from the University of Minnesota and the Zerkes Society, a nonprofit dedicated to help preserve pollinators like bumblebees. Volunteers working on the Atlas have documented about 24 bumblebee species in Minnesota. The project needs help covering 87 grids that need to be surveyed around the state. For more information about volunteering, just visit the group's website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network.
It's better over here.
At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Kislowski on Next Gen Car at Loudoun. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Before every NASCAR race,
to all the veterans and those that are serving today,
we stop, we listen, we look to the skies. The awe-inspiring roar and thunder. To all those near and far, home and abroad, we thank you and we salute you with a little noise of our own. NASCAR salutes, together with Coca-Cola at New Hampshire, Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on USA.
The NASCAR Cup Series makes its annual trek to New England this weekend to race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. RFK Racing's Brad Kislowski recently discussed the competitive nature of the next-gen cars at the Magic Mile and pointed to multiple elements that had an impact on performance.
Last year, the groove moved all the way up against the wall, I think, in both ends, and that was a huge change. I think it's more a factor of the PJ1 or whatever they sprayed and the modified races and how the track has aged than it is the next-gen car. Of course, the shifting there makes a big difference. So it'll continue to change, but I don't think the next-gen car itself was a big change for that track.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, Then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The crew looking to right last night's wrongs. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's the Brewers and the Angels again tonight in Anaheim. Milwaukee trying to put last night's miscues behind them in game two of the series. The crew had their chances, especially on offense, but manager Pat Murphy isn't worried about it.
We're going to come through again in those spots. You can mark it down. It's part of it. We've got young players. We've got all big league players get a chance to go up and down a little bit, and their execution wavers from here to there. Hitting is really hard.
Your pitching matchup tonight, Tobias Myers against Griffin Canning. Game time is set for 8:30. Heading into play tonight, Milwaukee's lead in the Central is 5.5 games over second place St. Louis. The Cardinals are again at Miami tonight. The date has officially been set for the annual Marquette Wisconsin men's basketball game. Saturday, December 7th at Fiserv Forum, the Badgers and Golden Eagles will square off for the 131st time. Wisconsin holds a 71-59 advantage. They've won the last three meetings between the two clubs. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Four state champs are crowned in girls soccer, plus a state champion football coach has passed away. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
The very last WIAA high school sports event of the season wrapped up over the weekend as girls soccer champions were crowned at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Muskego continues to rule Division I as the Warriors claimed a third straight title in the state's biggest division, defeating Kimberly 2-1 in the title game. We were treated to another Oregon versus Whitefish Bay battle for the Division II crown for the third straight year and fourth in the last five championships. Top-seeded Oregon upended Whitefish Bay this time, flipping last year's result. The Panthers got a goal from Addison Worth early in the second half, and it stood up for the 1-0 win. Plymouth grabbed a second straight Division III title, downing Catholic Memorial 2-1. Cedar Grove Belgium captured its first championship with a 5-1 win over the Prairie School in the Division IV title game. Sad news to report from football, where Monroe head coach Toby Golombieski passed away on Sunday after battling colon cancer. Golombieski led the Cheesemakers to 7 playoff trips in 8 years at the helm, including the 2022 Division III state title, when they set a record for most rushing yards by a team in a single season. Prior to bringing the wing tee to Monroe, Golombieski spent many years coaching in Illinois. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released the results of the 2024 spring wild turkey hunting season. It was a good one. I'll tell you how good when we return, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week released the preliminary totals for the 2024 spring wild turkey hunting season. Badger State hunters registered 50,435 birds this spring season, making it the fourth highest spring hunt on record. It's a 22% increase off the five-year average. The 2024 spring season started on April 13th with the two-day youth hunt for hunters under age 16. They registered just under 4,000 birds, a 37% increase from the five-year average. It's been a great year for chasing gobblers across the upper Midwest. Minnesota turkey hunters this spring took 16,660 turkeys. That surpassed Minnesota's previous record harvest in 2020 by more than 2,600 birds. The deadline to apply for Wisconsin's 2025 spring turkey hunting season is December 10th. Learn more about wild turkey hunting in Wisconsin on the DNR's turkey hunting webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search turkey hunting. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. This evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms wrapping up overnight. Some could be strong with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and isolated tornadoes. Muggy and breezy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy with an isolated shower and a high in the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop,
stay in Pleasanton, Minnesota.
Came out yesterday, and surprises per se. To expect,
maybe pay attention to, is Illinois was 65%. The one thing that also might was there, and a lot of demand pulled out of
areas of Minnesota and Wisconsin where they've had a lot of rain. I know Minnesota's got corn planters and tractors kind of stuck in the fields right now underwater. Do you think that's going to factor in at all as we continue to see these crop progress numbers come in for corn and beans?
Generally speaking, as in wet years, the traders in Chicago view drowned out bushels are offset by bushels that do get ample rain. I know there's definitely issues, especially southwest Minnesota, northwest Iowa. I know there's a lot of water issues with Lake Okoboji going on and more rain on the way. So there are definitely problem areas within fields, but in terms of, you know, entire counties being wiped out and zeroed out, that has not happened yet.
All right, and go ahead and finish on what you were saying. I apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, that's a great question. Moving on to hard red winter wheat here. The interesting thing in that is the harvest pace going on down south. Texas came out at 63% harvested, which is only 8% above its five-year average. But Oklahoma is 83% harvested, which is 46 points higher than its five-year average, which is remarkable. So they're twice as far ahead as they normally are. And Kansas is at 28% harvested, which is 20 points higher than they normally are. So harvest is happening at a brisk pace as far as results and word from the field. Generally speaking, it's a better than expected crop with maybe average protein 11 to 11.5 kind of nominally. I'm assuming some north central Kansas and south central Nebraska, Colorado wheat will probably start getting looked at pretty hard here late next week going into the 4th of July.
Have you heard, Jameson, any numbers coming in? I know out of Oklahoma, for example, and has that harvest moved into Kansas?
Yeah, I'd say Kansas wheat, the line might be Wichita, maybe a little north of Wichita. As far as, I don't want to put a bushel number on it, but I would say better than expected, and I would look for the USDA to raise yields once that's verified.
Well, I know a lot of things have been factoring into this. What about the wheat-corn spread that everybody was kind of talking about in today's market trade?
You know, wheat had looking back at wheat, we had a very classic, I don't know if you want to call it April-May or late spring, early June rally, but really from a historical standpoint, wheat did exactly what we should have expected wheat to do. You know, maybe middle April, we were at around that 580 July level, and then we just rallied to about 730, 740, somewhere in there by late May. And I don't know that is, and I've lost, you know, $1.40 or so since then, but I don't know that, historically speaking, that should be considered a wild move. The downside is, well, if you're a corn producer, the upside is that corn has not followed wheat down in a dramatic fashion.
Which is kind of nice to see, because usually when one goes down, the other seems to follow suit.
Yes, exactly. So that's the encouraging thing, is that corn is really, I know it maybe seems dramatic the last couple of days, but really we're at the prices we were 2 weeks ago in terms of futures prices. So it's not like the world is completely ending. You know, maybe mid last week, people were pretty optimistic about a corn rally, and we did get pushed back a little bit, but really, if you go look at a two-week view, we're not really any different than we were previously.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we continue our conversation this afternoon with Jameson Jensen. He, of course, is with Trados. And before we dive into the rest of the grain complex, I wanted to talk about this corn market, as I had a cattle feeder jokingly text that said, you know, I got to buy some grain. Can we get the corn prices to go down? And it just shows that correlation that those two commodities have and play back and forth together.
Yeah, you know, it's really something everybody, you know, depending on if corn is up 5 or down 5 on a particular day, everybody really gets excited or really gets pessimistic. And if you look at it in the broad scheme of things, we really, especially July corn, has been in a roughly a 20-cent range basically since almost like April 1st. So it's really been, you know, nobody's really won, nobody's really lost in the grand scheme of things in an overall concept. As far as, you know, probably next week you're going to get a call from your grain buyer about either pricing basis contracts or rolling them. Just something to be aware of is, generally speaking, if we do have our 2+ billion bushel carryout that the government claims we do, it's generally not the greatest idea to be the last person in town to sell old crop corn. So just keep that in mind. As far as new crop corn is concerned, December futures, again, same story. We've been in a, it seems like it's been pretty choppy, but really we've been in a, oh, I don't know, about a 40 cent range for the entire, you know, February to today. So in terms of dramatic moves, I would say that's been pretty calm for a spring period. So it's really a function of having a plan and setting goals and acting on that, because you really don't know if what the future brings. But if you can make, I think our seasonal average for December futures is like 472. So really, we're not dramatically far from that. But if you can make decisions above our average in a seasonal time frame that Trados views is advantageous, you're, you know, beating your opportunity, quote unquote. So just keep that in mind as far as what be forward. As far as soybeans, new crop has been in a pretty dramatic sell-off in the last 2-3 weeks. I don't know that I guess it's starting to build a base. It did end the day positive. From a long-term perspective, our low for November futures 2.75 back in February. So we're basically there. So ideally that can hold as support, and we can get a bounce back to something closer to 12. As far as wheat is concerned, I guess we talked earlier, seasonally speaking, wheat is going to have a very difficult time rallying going in or as harvest continues. So as a producer, you've got to be aware of that. And if you have hedges or hedge to arrives or things like that, it may not sound like the most fun thing in the world, but it might be worth, you know, I think some elevators in western Nebraska are 100 under or worse harvest wheat. You've really got to start kicking the tires and making phone calls to people in terms of what is my next best opportunity. If, you know, if I can store wheat for, what does that at me? And right now that July-September spread is, I think, 8.5 cents. It was 10 this morning. That is basically going to cover your interest expense if you have an operating note. So at least gives you some time, maybe lets the gut slot clear out and gives you an opportunity to be in charge of your fate rather than just kind of being at the mercy of your local elevator.
You know, and that's what we've been talking about all this spring into the beginning of this growing season, is the importance of having a marketing plan, because we don't know what weather's going to throw at us. And we've already seen a couple curveballs coming our way. So if you're not set with an idea of how you're going to market come harvest time, it could catch you in a bind.
Well, and wheat specifically, if you just look at it, it's been the most volatile commodity lately. If you would have sold wheat at $6.50, you know, whenever that would have been, a month ago, for a while, that would have looked like a horrible, you know, you would have felt bad, but all of a sudden now you look like a hero. So as long as you have a plan through opportunity, you can at least act on it. But if you have no plan, in my experience, if you don't sell six and you don't sell 650, you're probably not selling seven either. So in terms of trying to optimize your opportunities, you just really need to have a plan. And it's not necessarily the plan, it's the execution of the plan that's the most relevant thing.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this weather, because it has definitely been an interesting growing season, Jameson, and it's not going to let up anytime soon. And you kind of joked with some seriousness, wait for July, because July usually means hot and dry.
Yeah, you know, and this is in jest, and I understand everybody's going through different things, but, you know, it's not abnormal to have a wet spring, and it's not abnormal to have a hot July in August. Now, that being said, obviously rainfall along the way is probably more important than the heat units. Cooler nighttime weather is probably more important than the daily highs, things like that.
Jameson, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
You can either give us a call. Our headquarters is in Lincoln. Our phone number here is 402-858-7501. We also have offices in Albion, a new one in Hardinton with Alex Gade, and one in Clear Lake, Iowa, and one in Alabama. But you can also find us on social media at Go Trade Us across all platforms. And
all right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Jameson Jensen is joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that is the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. Progress on the next farm bill continues in Washington, D.C., albeit in fits and starts. Senate Republicans on the Ag Committee released their farm bill framework last week, prompting reactions from farm groups of all kinds. I'll have the details after this. PepsiCo, working to keep farmers farming. At its core, PepsiCo is an agricultural company, and farmers are critical to the success of the business. Products from the company have the privilege of being in 94% of U.S. households, and all of their major food brands start with a commodity that is grown by a real farmer on a real farm. Many companies are emphasizing their efforts at sustainability, and PepsiCo's approach starts with the farmers first. That means listening to growers and responding with solutions that address the sustainability challenges you're concerned about. PepsiCo believes sustainability is best done through a partnership approach. You can swing by their booth at the Farm Progress Show this August and learn more about the PepsiCo mindset when it comes to working with farmers on sustainability and see how they support their farmers through the value chain. Yes, indeed, we are still talking about the Farm Bill. With Congress now more than 8 months past the expiration of the 2018 Farm Bill, and with only 5 months left on the current extension, some small progress has been made on the next five-year piece of legislation. 2 weeks ago, the House Agriculture Committee voted to approve the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024, which would function as the text of the Farm Bill in the House of Representatives. While many commodity groups lauded the vote as progress, several expressed concerns that Democrats in the House are unlikely to vote for the current version. Representative David Scott, a Democrat from Georgia and the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, echoed those thoughts, saying Democrats won't accept the cuts to nutrition spending. Over on the Senate side of Capitol Hill, Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee last week released their framework for the next farm bill, with Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas outlining the Republican wish list for the legislation. Broadly, both the House bill and the Senate Republican framework are similar. Efforts to raise reference prices, boost funding for trade programs, and promote rural broadband are found in both. But so are changes to SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, which Democrats say they cannot support.
Given the overall lack of action by Congress over the past 18 months, agriculture groups were pleased to see any progress by legislators, with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance, and the National Milk Producers Federation all welcoming the framework, though all of those groups also called for further bipartisan action in Congress. Chuck Connor, president of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, said, quote, "With both the majority and minority leaders of the committee having now released their frameworks, we hope they will come together soon to work on a farm bill that can gain strong bipartisan support." I'll have more on the farm bill's outlook when we come back.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that it takes 12 pounds of whole milk to make 1 gallon of ice cream? According to the NPD Group's National Eating Trends in-home database, the top 5 ice cream flavors are vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, chocolate chip, and butter pecan. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month's message is brought to you by Osteoplastics. Protect your truck investment. Get a fabric sprayed on bed liner from Osteoplastics. Visit osteoplastics.com for more information.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
The progress might be slow, but at least there is progress toward a new farm bill in Washington, D.C. We'll be watching next for full text of a bill to come from the Senate Ag Committee at some point, but with the November elections approaching, progress on Capitol Hill is likely to start slowing down. The current bill expires at the end of September, and I'd expect yet another extension. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Pepsi. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know that there are 1.27 million dairy cows in Wisconsin, producing over 2 billion pounds of milk each month? 90% of that milk is used by 126 Wisconsin cheese plants to make over 2.8 billion pounds of cheese each year. Thank you, dairy farmers, for all your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by O'Galley Cheese Factory and Gift Shop. From cheese boxes to collectible gifts, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand.
June is Dairy Month. O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to salute all dairy farmers for their endless hard work and dedication, providing us with local quality milk. We would also like to thank the WRDN listeners for their continued support of the local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be a part of such a strong community. To support your local dairy farmers and for all your cheese needs, visit the O'Galley Cheese Store, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25. Visit the O'Galley Cheese Facebook page for June Dairy Month specials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. This evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms wrapping up overnight. Some could be strong with large hail damaging wind gusts and isolated tornadoes. Muggy and breezy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy with an isolated shower and a high in the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Friday night and the moon is high. I'm wide awake just watching you sleep. I promise you, you're gonna have more than just the things that you need. We ain't got much now, we're just starting now. But I know somehow, paradise is coming. Someday, baby, you and I are gonna be the ones that good luck's gonna shine. So
It's all that really matters. Someday, baby, you and I will be the ones that good luck's gonna shine. Someday, baby, you and I gonna be the ones. So hold on, we're headed for a better life.
Chaw in his jaw when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me.
is my dirt.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Let's go, girls.
Up at 6:01, I walked out and saw the rising sun, and I drank it in like whiskey.
I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times, a bird on a branch, and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world, sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even. Sometimes your heart's pounding out of your chest, sometimes it's just beating. Some days you just forget what all you've been given. Yeah, some days you just get by. Yeah, some days you're just alive. Some days you're living. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some days you're living. Mm-hmm. I went back in and fired the